I'd invite you to close your eyes for a moment. It is a cool, breezy day as you leave Jericho. The sun is beginning to warm the countryside, and you feel you follow a great crowd, too numerous to number, on its way to Jerusalem, the annual pilgrimage to the Passover. Ahead of you, as you bump up against members of the crowd, is a group of about 100 who are known as disciples of Jesus of Nazareth, who is within sight. Word of Jesus had spread throughout Israel, and there was great excitement and expectation. Here he was in the midst of this crowd. Perhaps we will witness a miracle or a healing like the ones we have heard about. The dust from the road has been stirred up, and you can't help but breathe it in. Moving along, the noise of the crowd is overwhelming, but you hear a voice coming from the side of the road next to you. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." As you turn, you see it's a blind beggar sitting there by the side of the road, and someone shouts back, "Be quiet, you are just a poor blind beggar." But again and louder, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Another voice cries out, "Quiet, he won't hear you through the noise of the crowd." "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." Again, a voice shouts, "Stop. You are making a scene." And just before the blind man could cry out again, a man runs over and says, "Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you." The blind man jumps up, tosses his cloak aside, springs up and goes to Jesus. And it's hard to see what is going on up there, but some are saying that Jesus is healing him. He doesn't come back for his cloak, and now they are saying that he is following Jesus. Okay, let's open our eyes. Now, let's place ourselves in the place of Bartimaeus. It is not difficult for us to see how we are like Bartimaeus. At times we are blind, without eyes to see life as Jesus saw it. Comfortably attached to a traditional religion without the strength, perhaps, to follow in his footsteps. Having strayed from the path that Jesus takes, we watch from the roadside without having him for our guide. What can we do? In spite of his blindness, Bartimaeus comes to know that Jesus is passing through his life. He cannot miss this opportunity and begins to cry out again and again, "Have pity on me." Likewise, the first thing we can do is to be open to this call or experience the summon for us to be healed. For some of us, it might be a physical healing. For others, perhaps most, it is something else. Bartimaeus was healed physically of his blindness, but beyond that, and more importantly, the eyes of his heart were enlightened, and he became a disciple of Jesus. It is ironic that it is a blind man here that could see the messianic identity of Jesus more clearly than all of the others who could physically see. And when Bartimaeus was called, he tossed aside his cloak, which was his old way of life, and sprang up with determined, enthusiastic faith. He came to Jesus, stepping forth into the blind darkness, expecting Jesus to grant his request. And then, when he did, he followed Jesus. We suspect and are quite confident that Bartimaeus became a part of the church community because by mentioning his name, he was known to the gospel writer, Mark. Are we discouraged? Do we feel stuck? Take courage. Bartimaeus faced great opposition, yet he persevered against the rebuke and doubt of the many cynics. As the gospel reads, "And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he didn't stop crying out to Jesus. And neither should we. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you."